It was I pretty much said like half and half. Some guys left, some guys stayed, maybe moved in a different area, but it was like 50-50.
Did you have any friends who were in the dome, you know, the day when that hurricane occurred? Did you ever hear of anybody?
I think everybody I know evacuated. Okay. So yeah, my friends and family evacuated. Yeah.
What stories have you heard, even from just being, I'm sure you've run into evacuees, run into people that probably have taken refuge in the Superdome? What stories have you heard about that, and how was it to return your first time to the Superdome knowing all those things?
I mean, I didn't hear anything from anybody personally because, like, everyone I know was not there, but, you know, I pretty much saw the same things you guys saw whenever you turned on TV and, you know, how bad it was and, you know, how much, like, how crazy it was that people had to stay in the Superdome and things like that. So, I mean, you know, it was a big catastrophe, but, you know, everybody rebounded. I mean, people, you know, lost loved ones, but other people there to support them and get them through it emotionally, and everything's got back to normal.
More than having a place to lay your head and not be as cramped as the house, did it give you any peace? Did you have any peace that came with having the house finally built?
I have peace in the sense that I know that my parents are now more comfortable than they were in the past. But for me personally, that probably come after football or something. I don't know. That's not nothing I'm really worried about right now.
When you played LSU with Alabama, did people recognize that you were from New Orleans,
They know I was from Louisiana and that I was at a trader school, as people in Louisiana would say. So I got boos for that and a bunch of negative comments. So, I mean, but that's just a part of the game. I mean, fans gonna say what fans say. At the end of the day, what I have to do is takes place on the football field.
Do you think you'd like to think that there's a segment of New Orleans that knows we're from there? And,
I mean, if they don't know, I'm pretty sure they're gonna figure it out pretty soon. But yeah.
Do you still keep in touch with Mark?
Yeah, we're actually in a group message, me, him, and our college coach, so I'm pretty sure there's going to be a lot of trash talking coming up pretty soon.
Has there been any thus far?
Nah, not yet, nah. It was, you know, friendly trash talking. I'm probably tomorrow or something like that, or as it gets closer to the game. I'm sure of it.
And you're a pretty good streak. Scoring touchdowns in the last couple of games. Is that more important to you than the numbers before the goal line?
I mean, as a football player, you want to score, you want to get 100 yards, you know, you want to do everything that makes you look good. But, you know, I just want to be able to continue to contribute. And, you know, that's pass blocking, getting out on the check down, you know, the whole 9 yards. I might not have 100 yards, I might not even get 60, but, you know, the yards that I do have definitely will contribute and, you know, make sure that we're in a great position to win the game, which is the ultimate goal. I mean, it'll definitely be cool to do that. I get to talk to some of my family members and, you know, friends who are Saints fans and, you know, tell them I did, you know, X, Y, and Z against the team. You know, just, you know, friendly stuff.
We don't know if James is going to be able to play or not yet, but if you do have to carry the load even more than you have been the past few weeks, is that something you embrace, especially with the bye week coming up? You know you'll have a little bit of rest there after.
Definitely. Like I always say, whatever my role is on the team, I'll do it. And I'm going to do it 110%. If I have to play a lot more or run the ball a lot more this game than previous games, then that's what I'm going to do.
Eddie, did you think Sunday was one of your more – I mean, again, I'd like to get more than 12 carries. The production you got out of those 12 carries, did you feel like that was a very efficient performance? I mean, did you feel good about what you did, even though maybe it's not reaching the numbers that you want that you were talking about there?
Definitely. Like I said, you know, whatever opportunities that I get, I try to make the most of them in. I think I had a few explosive runs in that throughout the game. And, I mean, all it did was boost our offense up, and it made it easier for us to balance the run and the pass and keep the defense guessing.